Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheelers, and especially our people driving the mail trucks, the bulk mail trucks, Felix and Company, and, of course, the suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel delivered to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, out there in the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts, not to forget about Nancy Pelosi, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. And good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, and welcome back.
That's right.
Welcome back. It's been a busy day. All right, and that's Kyle Warren, everybody. And we're going to get these people off the porch, okay? Thanks, guys. All right, there they go. And, of course, all the tourists have gone back in tonight. By the way, it's a gorgeous night down here. It's about 68 degrees and clear skies. And we were in the mid-80s today. It's going to be that way again tomorrow. It's been kind of a broken record, but I don't mind it.
No, I can't imagine that you would. We've got 59 degrees here, but tomorrow, Captain, looks like we might be in the 60s, mid to upper 60s tomorrow.
All right, well, that all works. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those 2 points under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we certainly hope that you get it. And of course, when it comes to the democratic, liberal, progressive, socialist, communists, they don't want to get it.
Well, right, yeah. Unfortunately.
Now, I just want to say something here. Kyle yesterday was with me. I had him as a guest on the Armed American Radio weekday edition, and I was sitting in yesterday from 5 to 6, hour number 2, as a guest host for Mark Walters, who's away on business, and I'll be on the air again today. Of course, you can find out more about the show by going to armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com. You can hear the podcast for today's show. I've got it up on Facebook on all the different pages for the radio show. So there you go. And thank you very much, Kyle, for being here today. You did a great job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it was really fun and a great time, and I think we covered a lot of great ground there on Armed American Radio.
Yes, we did, and we actually talked about guns.
We sure did.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of guns, not that that's what this subject's about, but yesterday was a monumental day here in Florida because the Florida House of Representatives, after the Senate the night before passed legislation, sent a bill after passing it over to the governor's desk, stripping Walt Disney World's private government status. And it handed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a huge victory in this feud with the entertainment giant over its opposition to a measure that critics had dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law, which is not what it is at all. They got it all wrong. And they've been proven wrong, but they don't want to admit they're wrong. Now, the move could have huge tax implications, Kyle, for Disney, whose series of theme parks have transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations and now serves to further sour the relationship between the Republican-led government and a major political player in the state. But they've had it coming.
Well, you know, this is another example, Captain, of when companies or brands, I think such as Disney, you know, wade way too far into the world of politics and into the world of woke, whatever you might want to call it. They certainly have touched off, which is certainly a feud at this point, and the governor and the legislature are taking some pretty, I mean, I don't know how much stronger you can get at this point other than to really dissolve the Reedy Creek district that allows Disney to pretty much self-govern and do all these different things within their zone, as it were. They do pay property taxes, but they also, in a sense, tax themselves in order to provide a lot of different services. Those services will now revert to the respective counties that are nearby, so or that it's part of. So it's definitely going to change the way everything works in this case, yes.
Well, it will raise the tax base for the counties surrounding the park, that's for sure. That's number one, although I don't think that they really cared about that. But then again, you don't know. They might, because that is extra revenue. But, of course, they were doing their own policing and their own fire, rescue, ambulance, all that sort of stuff. And that will all come to an end now because now the general services, once they get this all turned around, will be taken over by the county. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. And Jeff, who can't be quiet today, is going to take us to break.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie doke, we will take it right away. And before I go back to Kyle, I want to say hello, special shout out to JD. JD is John Duffy from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. He's on his way back on a cruise ship, the Carnival Sunrise, coming back from the Grand Turk Island, back to Miami, and then back to Colorado, probably, more than likely. We met them at Mission Barbecue. They stopped by to have lunch with the captain on their way down to their cruise ship to go enjoy themselves in the Caribbean. And they're listening to us right now on Wi-Fi on board the ship, says the message. And they're tuned into their home station in Denver, 710 KNUS Denver, listening on a cruise ship. How cool is that, Kyle?
Oh, that is very cool. It's great to hear from JD, and we're glad they had a great cruise. And that's one of my favorite parts of the world to go cruising in. It's amazing.
Yeah. And as I said, we met them. They came over to Mission Barbecue when we were having lunch with the captain, and we had a very great, very good conversation. Now, I want to wrap this up on Disney, and I want to explain what it is that's going on so that people understand. It's not like boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor Disney. Florida lawmakers yesterday voted to revoke Walt Disney World's ability to essentially govern itself on Thursday, in a move widely seen as retaliation for Disney speaking out against Governor Ron DeSantis' LGBTQ culture war. Now, in 1967, a deal was made as part of negotiations to bring Disney World to Florida, allowing the company to avoid certain taxes and regulations by paying for services like 9/11 within the theme park's border and putting their own people on ambulances and fire trucks and the like. Now, saying woke Disney crossed the line in disparaging a Florida law prohibiting classroom discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity for kids in grades K through 3, and in pausing political donations in the state due to the law, DeSantis requested Disney's government be dissolved. Now, it's not clear yet what costs Disney might suffer as a result of this bill, but critics are worrying that the costs once covered by Disney, such as road maintenance, will now fall onto residents of nearby counties. Now, if DeSantis signs the bill into law, as expected, he had the law on his desk last night, Disney's special status will end on June 1st, 2023, next year. Disney and the nearby counties would just merely have over a year to prepare for the changes. And that's where we're at right now with this.
Well, that's right. And there are these concerns that you're talking about, the idea of the tax burden. Where is that going to shift? Orange and Osceola counties could end up taking a lot of that burden to be able to raise money to provide these services. There was, I think, a voice vote because the issue of the bond debt, because there's also this, I think, $1 billion of bond debt that could come into play here. They tried to get that into the bill, but on a voice vote that failed, and it wasn't inserted into the bill. But that being said, of course, Captain, this is, I think a lot of people are asking the question, you know, obviously Disney is going to appeal this in some way, shape, or form. They'll challenge the law that's being done, and they'll try to tie it up for a long period of time. But is there any way that Disney can solve this feud that it has, for lack of a better term, with the governor, with Governor DeSantis, in this whole thing? I think some people are asking that question.
Well, Disney has to apologize for their actions because a law was passed by the majority of the people in Florida who wanted it. They say that they're calling it the Don't Say Gay Law. That's not what it is at all. It was about teaching kids about sexual orientation and the gay thing and all that other sort of stuff from kindergarten to grade 3, which is way too young for that to be done. That is something that parents should be responsible for, especially at that age, not somebody in a school district.
Well, right, and I do think Disney could get a real double whammy here. Not only the loss of the Reedy Creek district, basically, their self-governing area, but the parents, the very same parents you're talking about, Captain, are the ones who are going to pull their support and spending of money for all things Disney, whether it be Disney Plus, whether it be going to the theme parks, whether it be, you know, whatever, just Disney products. The Disney brand is I think, going to suffer because now they've gone way into this political realm and into an incredibly controversial political realm. It's not even just Republican-Democrat stuff, you know, donating to each candidate of different parties, but this is, it's a very, very hot topic.
Well, fact be known, the Disney contributions and the like to the residents of the state of Florida, which used to be immense, were way, way down. And that being said, they weren't really helping the people of Florida anymore. And that's another reason why it was fairly easy to pass this, because back in the day when they were doing a lot for the citizens of Florida, giving them big-time discounts to go to Disney World and whatnot, that was all taken away. So a lot of people stopped going to Disney because you just couldn't afford to go.
Well, right. Well, even here in my area of Southern California, I'm about 15 minutes away from Disneyland. And so definitely a lot of people would have passes, you know, seasonal passes to Disneyland. They'd go spend a few hours at the park several times throughout the year. But suddenly it became almost as if, at least the feeling was, that they wanted to price out locals out of the market because they were waiting for other people to come from far away to spend thousands of dollars to come to Disney and buy a bunch of stuff and this kind of thing. And that was just the feeling. I'm not saying it as a fact, but that's the way people felt around Southern California. Oh, they don't want us to go to Disneyland so much because it was then way too expensive.
Yeah, and they'd price themselves out of the market here because people can go to SeaWorld, they can go to Busch Gardens, and if Disney were to, let's say, go out of business, which I don't think they would, but if they did, one of those two companies, or maybe both, would jump right into the mix and take over Disney. Might still be Disney, but it'd be part of the Busch Gardens enterprise.
Right. And, you know, I do think it's important to note that, you know, many different
And that's
people,
hypothetical. It doesn't mean that's going to happen.
Right. No, exactly. But I think over time, many different people from all different walks of life, different persuasions and so forth, everybody loved to go to Disneyland. But what happens to your brand when you actually, for lack of a better expression, take sides and create this controversy, it can be really, really bad for business. And I think Disney's finding that out the hard way. Wokeism is not a pathway to profit.
It is not popular in this state right here, which is where they're choosing to do business. And a big-time mistake that was made by them and their executives in thinking that this was something that, oh, well, the people want it. Well, no, they don't.
No, they don't. And it's really better to remain a place that a bunch of different people can come and enjoy the rides, attractions, the Disney culture and all that. I wonder what Walt would think. That's one of the top things on my mind. What would Walt think about all this?
Well, first of all, it's all about the kids. That's what he'd be thinking about.
Right. That's right. I think. Yeah. And it's really unfortunate because it seems like every single aspect of our society, no matter what, is just being pervaded by politics. It's like you can't go anywhere without being bombarded by it.
Now, the fears of Russian interference in U.S. politics remain widespread, and Democratic voters are overwhelmingly agreeing with Hillary Clinton that Russia was to blame for her defeat in 2016. Boy, oh boy, is that stupid.
Well, it's the old kind of thing of don't confuse me with the facts. I don't want to know them. It's a much better, fun story, I guess, for some people to say it was Russia.
The one that she cooked up.
Right. And they don't want to admit, and they certainly, because they supported Hillary Clinton, so they don't want to admit she was a very bad candidate. She had a lot of baggage. In so many ways, it was it's her turn to run and her turn to be president kind of a vibe. And I think the American people, by and large, didn't buy that. They looked at President Trump, at then-candidate Trump, and when Donald Trump told people, what have you got to lose? You've been doing the same thing forever. Why don't you know? Give me a chance. And the American people did, and we know the result of that, despite all the headwinds he had. But, yeah, Hillary Clinton trying to do this, what's she trying to do? Set up this thing for 2024 so she can say, well, poor me, Russia got me last time, so I deserve it this time. That's not a reason. That's not leadership.
I hear the break, the music break coming in here, and we'll be going to break, folks. Richard and Maureen, good morning to you. He says it's 44 degrees up there where he's at. Well, put your coat on there, my friend. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll come in right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Friday morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States ranks 13th worldwide for investments in infrastructure, and President Biden says the $1.2 trillion infrastructure law will help change that. Speaking at the Portland Air Base, the president says the money will go to improve airports, bridges, highways, and broadband across the country.
Never again should a parent have to sit in their car, drive to McDonald's parking lot, sit there with their child to get online so they can do their homework, which was happening during the pandemic.
The president staying on the West Coast, speaking in Seattle on Friday. The Fed Reserve is likely going to raise interest rates more quickly in the near future. Chairman Jerome Powell saying a 50 basis point hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Woohoo! Who was that masked man? Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. And let's not forget that MyPillow brings you this portion of the program. And Mike Lindell has gone nuts this week, officially gone nuts because of what's going on. If you can't buy it this week because of the special prices that are going on, and I'm talking about ridiculously marked down prices, then shame on you. If there's something that you wanted, this is the week to go get it. Because through Sunday night, Monday morning, a massive overstock sale is going on. Now, he may keep it going, but I'm going to assume, looking at the notes I've got and what they sent me, that it all ends bright and early Monday morning, late Sunday night. So, the massive overstock sale, where you can save up to 90%, on certain items with the promo code CAPTAIN, is in play right now. MyPillow.com, the website, go over there and take a look. And also take a look inside the radio listeners specials page. You'll find more right there. And he's even got some buy one, get one going on over there, too. So there's something for everybody there. And one of my neighbors yesterday told me that they bought an extra pair of slippers because of the fact that they were on sale and they really liked the slippers, and he came out wearing he showed me what he bought. They were like sandals, like beach sandals, but they're very comfortable, very comfortable. So he was happy with that to go along with a regular standard sandal, or slipper rather, that he had bought too. So MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code is always going to be Captain. And you can also call them if you want to call them and ask any questions or place an order that way. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. That's MyPillow.com. And don't forget to check out the Radio Listener Specials page. And the promo code is always going to be the word captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Lie of the Year winner, Barack Obama, gives another speech on what, you say? Disinformation.
Really? Wow.
The disinformer in chief.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they're always looking for a way to create a narrative that says, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. We're here to tell you what's really going on, and don't listen to anybody else because they're just not telling you the truth, and so on and so forth. Disinformation, really. That's rich.
Now, CNN has had a lot of problems in the past, right?
To say the least, yes.
I made a prediction when we heard Chris Wallace was going over there that he wouldn't last, remember?
Oh, yeah.
21 days since the formation of the CNN Plus streaming series, and yesterday CNN said it's going away.
Yes, that is exactly what's happening. Evidently, Captain, they started off, I think, with about, this is the number I heard, about 150,000 subscribers. I think people would pay $6 a month to watch extra programs from Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and others, evidently, special interviews, and, of course, Mike Wallace, or Chris Wallace, I should say. And it dropped off precipitously in terms of how much traffic that they were receiving. So to say that this is an epic fail does a disservice to the term epic fail. I can't imagine what they must be thinking. Of course, they're going to try to repurpose some of these programs as part of the Discovery Network or something like that, and try to have news and sports and all other kinds of stuff. But it just really goes to show that nobody wanted to shell out extra money for CNN content. That speaks volumes.
Well, that's because we know that most of their stuff was not reliable. They were making it up, and that's been proven during the course of the week, the last couple of weeks, that a lot of their information was, in fact, disinformation.
Well, and it was also the brainchild, I think, partly of Zucker, right? Who's
yep.
Gone now for very bad reasons, obviously. I think, Captain, that CNN has lost its way for a very, very long time now. I would think that what we might see happening with CNN is they might try to go down the middle of the road news road, basically, try to get away from some of the opinion stuff and do hard news. That's kind of the direction I would expect that they might try to go to try to salvage whatever legacy is left of Ted Turner's CNN.
That would be the best way for them to try to get their head back up above water, because at one time they were really a very good news organization, but that went away.
Well, it really did. And, of course, over the last several years, especially throughout the Trump years, it's been laid bare so many in the media and so much of the bias. And people say, well, those people on Fox News, they're so biased, and on it goes. But yet never really talking about some of these other networks and the media as a whole. And I really do think that people have not just voted with their feet, as it were, but they're voting with their eyeballs, and they're watching a different network, shall we say. And the other network, their streaming service, seems to be going gangbusters.
Booming.
So you tell me. Yeah, you tell me what the CNN Plus people must just be sitting there going, wow, we really missed the mark.
Yeah, Fox Nation is just absolutely burying CNN and everybody else.
Well, of course they are, exactly. And I think it irks them so much to think that, wait a minute, people aren't beating a path to our door so that we can, you know, preach the gospel, as it were, of the news as we see it. And nobody wants that anymore. They don't believe it, and they're just not going to sit there, and they're not going to watch it on their basic cable, and they're certainly not going to pay $6 a month to have somebody tell them that.
Now, new revelations made about Hunter Biden's subpoenas are ramping up with the heat in the case, if you will, Hunter Biden is in big-time trouble, and he's bringing in, again, the widow, the mayor of the former, the wife, rather, the former mayor of Moscow into the mix again as to how she's getting off after giving him, I believe it was $1 million of money.
Right.
And she's up to her eyeballs and alligators in the middle of all this stuff, this corruption that's out there, and so far nothing has been done about it.
Well, right, right. And, of course, the message continues to be that Joe Biden didn't know anything about stuff. You know,
want to bet?
He's in the dark. I've seen some of these videos be replayed, right, of back even during the campaign, even as far back as 2019. What about your son? I don't know anything about that. And on it went. And, wow, when this really does hit the fan, Joe Biden is going to be standing there, not just with egg on his face. It's just going to be bad.
The last series of emails and messages that came out between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the brother all show an active involvement by Joe Biden in the middle of all this.
Right. Yeah, he was the big guy. And the more and more that this comes out and the more that they scrutinize it, and also, Captain, it's one of those things where, you know, it's not something here or there. It seems to be pervasive throughout all of this, and all roads lead to Joe Biden. And it's very difficult. Now, if you can just sweep it under the rug, you know, if it was like a movie or something, well, I know so-and-so, just sweep it under the rug. It's all going to be gone. And you move on to the next chapter or the next scene or whatever. But this isn't the movies. This is real life. And it's there. And people will be interested in this, I think, very much so as we get more and more information.
Well, it's not over yet. And like they say, it's not over till the fat lady sings, right?
Well, that's right. That's the old saying, yeah.
And I don't hear her singing.
No, nope. And but I don't know if she's warming up, but you know, but eventually it will. And that's the thing. And I do think there's an angle here too, Captain, where some in the media, some in the Democrat Party elite might try to say to themselves, huh, this might be our opportunity to so tarnish Joe Biden that he has to resign or what have you, because they're not happy with how he does things or how he's handling or all the issues that Joe Biden is bringing with him at this point. So you never know, you know, they turn on each other at some point.
Well, I cannot believe that Joe Biden is going to stick around and actually be an active candidate in 2024 with all this stuff that's starting to come out.
Well, I do think that he has to say right now that, of course, he's running, and that's always going to be the thrust. But I agree. Behind the scenes, I think something else is going on there. He won't run. Or if he does, he'll drop out at some point.
All righty. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And, yes, we got a bunch of weather to talk about tonight. And there is a blizzard warning now for the northern part of the plains up there, eastern Montana, moving east into North Dakota. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I get around. So mama, I'm sure all the henna now gets around. Yeah, all the henna now. Oh, baby. Baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old loving and I got some going slow. When I get to throwing on you, you gotta come running back from home. Well, so run along and down by the dozen. I ain't nothing but just so low. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle that.
That's the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle, and I'll tell you what, it's one of those nights where you just want to get on down and bebop along, and there you go, Kyle, that's it.
Yeah, that's a good one. It really, really is.
All right, let me read the weather forecast here around the country and then turn you loose. We got dry air and gusty winds expected to bring some very dangerous dry conditions to parts of the western central plains into the southwest. In the meantime, heavy snow, strong winds, freezing rain will impact travel across the northern plains until late Sunday. Now, we're also going to have a blizzard warning in progress right now for eastern Montana moving into North and South Dakota and moving on towards the east as the next couple of days move along. Now, severe thunderstorms are expected to produce all severe hazards across parts of the Great Plains and the upper Midwest over the weekend. So, Kyle, it's your turn.
Well, thank you, Captain. We continue to see these wildfires growing in Arizona, for example. Flagstaff, 14 miles north of Flagstaff, northeast, I should say, of Flagstaff. The Tunnel Fire has burned over 20,000 acres, and that, of course, continues to grow, unfortunately. You've got, in excess of 250 plus, maybe 300 by now. More were supposed to be arriving late Thursday. Firefighters, they're on the scene. Trying to get control of this. We've also got some road closures that are going to be there. It's not I-40 from what we understand, but it looks like maybe up on, if you're coming up north of I-40 on I-80 on Highway 89, you may encounter some closures there. So be aware of that. Be careful. And, of course, the high winds, Captain, in Arizona right now, that can be gusting upwards of 50 miles an hour. This is hampering the ability, of course, to do airdrops and so forth. So this is a ground war that they're going to be fighting for now with this fire. Also, folks, tonight, as the captain just mentioned, we do have the blizzard warnings. This is up in eastern Montana along the North Dakota-South Dakota borders and a little bit in west from the border there into Montana. So be careful. We've got winter storm warnings. This is going to be around Bozeman, also up near Great Falls. Winter weather advisory is going on right now. This is going to dip down also from Montana down to Cody, Wyoming. We've got a winter storm watch. It'll be coming down I-25 out of Billings heading towards Wyoming. Got a winter storm watch going on there. This is also going to be in the Casper area as well. High winds near Cheyenne and also near Laramie. So if you're heading up that way, be aware of that on I-80. We've also got a lot of wind on the map tonight, and this is going to be, of course, in southern Idaho along I-84, Twin Falls. If you're heading up north of Idaho Falls, you're going to run back into a winter weather advisory. We've also got some active snow going on right now, but this time in California, Captain, this is going to be south of Reno. As you head into California, you've definitely got snow. It's only light snow from what we understand, but it's going to be around Mammoth Lakes. Also, if you're in Yosemite Park or in Yosemite Village tonight, you're getting snowed on. We've also got some rain out in the Bakersfield area tonight, out towards Barstow as well. All through the Los Angeles area right now, some light rain falling there. So you want to be aware of that. We've also got on Donner Pass, by the way, if you're coming out of Reno, it's 27 degrees right now, raining, but snow predicted on Friday. And if you're heading, east out of Reno, northeast out of Reno on I-80, near Fernley up towards Lovelock, you've got rain coming across the road tonight. You're also going to hit it again if you go up towards Elko in Nevada. So be careful out there.
If it's 27 degrees, it's not rain, it's ice.
Right. It'll start icing up. Yep.
Now, taking a look at the blizzard warning, to continue that line of thought for a minute, starting up in North Dakota and coming down to South Dakota to include Rapid City, you have a blizzard warning in North Dakota from Montana probably 50 to 60 miles, same thing in South Dakota, and that system is moving to the east. You got rain out in front of it over in eastern North Dakota and over in the northern part of Minnesota tonight. So Minnesota, Twin Cities, you've probably got some rain. You've also got some rain in the northwest corner of Wisconsin. But all of that is going to change as the weekend moves along. Now, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning and flash flood warning right now for Omaha, Nebraska, south down to the bottom line of Iowa with Missouri in the northwest corner of Missouri, and that is moving to the east as well. So be advised, you got that coming your way. You got very unsettled weather right now across most of Kansas and a lot of high winds. Same thing in Oklahoma, and moving over into the Missouri area around Columbia, you've got some flood warnings right now from the last rain that came through there. So this is only going to make things worse over there. And also in Arkansas, closer to the Mississippi River, you've got a number of areas that are still, the rivers are still up over there, the streams, the creeks and all that. You've got some coastal flooding down in Mississippi tonight, as well as over into the western part of Alabama. And then we've got fog, again, heavy, dense fog, which is running pretty much parallel with the state lines of Kentucky and Indiana and into the southern part of Ohio to include Cincinnati. And you've also got fog in the northern part of Kentucky to include Louisville and over into West Virginia to include the western part of West Virginia. Kind of dead center of West Virginia right now. And then looking at Florida, we do have some winds blowing along the Gulf and along the eastern side of Florida, along the ocean. So that's making it a little bit rough over there for you. So keep all of that in mind as you are on the go tonight. And by the way, Kyle, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J because...
Because they love truckers, they love RVers, they love drivers, and they are set up to get you whatever you might need when you come in from a long day on the road, whether it's fuel, whether it's food, whatever it is. And folks, when you do stop into the Pilot or Flying J nearest you, and you can go to pilotflyingj.com, by the way, to find the nearest location, you can stop in, you can join the Drivers Club there, you can download the My Rewards Plus app, track all of your points that you're going to get from joining the Drivers Club or joining their rewards program, and you're also going to get special offers as well. And you know, Captain, summer's just really going to be around the corner at this point. You're going to have a lot more RVers out there enjoying the highways and byways. The Pilot and Flying J's, they have great amenities for RVs as well, including special RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refills, and RV dumps. So they got you covered. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we got some comments here made by Fred down in Rio at Copacabana Beach. He's got a couple of real interesting points we're going to mention and go from there. But in the meantime, Captain America Third Watch will roll on after the top of our news. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.